This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm working on details for the Budapest dinner. No jokes. I don't want to trigger anybody with the jokes like I did last hour when I humorously said, follow your nose. But the Sons of Norway, Budapest dinner Saturday, you're going to want to take in for sure. We had Kirill Juvin here yesterday telling us all about it, which was great fun.
Now, that doesn't have to be a bad thing when you say follow your nose. You smell the delicious scent of Ludafisk cooking.
Where is it?
A good steak.
Where is it?
You bet.
Yeah.
Follow that good scent.
And Kirill told me that there still are seats remaining on the Christmas in Minneapolis tour. They're doing a bus tour December 6th. That's a Friday. December 7th, that's a Saturday. 2 days tour and guide and motor coach and hotel and luncheons and the American Swedish Institute for the Swedish Smorgasbord and a couple of famous churches. But most importantly, they're going to watch the Church Basement Ladies play Hark the Church Basement Ladies Sing at plays. They are the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, feel yeah. Bad. Yeah. So they're taking in a lot. The American Swedish Institute and Osberg University Mass Choir Concert for Christmas, and also the Central Lutheran Church, and so it'll be fun. The Norway House, Norwegian Lutheran Memorial Church, a lot going on. That's Christmas Minneapolis, December 6th to the 7th. Give them a call if you'd like to go at 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000. It's only $280, $289, good deal. Okay, Senator John Hoeven is going to join us momentarily. He is evidently voting at the moment, and so will join us shortly. Stay tuned for that. Paul in Towner, North Dakota, has a comment while we're waiting for Senator Hoeven. Hello, Paul, what's on your mind?
The first thing is K-Fire runs a promotional for your program where they're playing this call you got from this woman in Columbus that talked about life on Mars and Jupiter and
the sun, as I recall. She was commenting on the sun, too, wasn't she?
Yes, and global warming. Basically, the whole tone of the call is really making fun of her. And it's been going on long enough, and I guess, you know, we've all had our fun. And I wish you guys could discontinue that one.
Yeah, I don't think we're making fun of her at all. She's, that's not the first time she's called. She has her theories. I don't remember, Todd. Does that make fun of her? Was that your intent in crafting the promotional announcement? I think it's humorous, Paul. I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. You know what I mean? You could.
The conversation makes fun of her, and then you add on at the end. You have a caller that talks about she's wearing a tinfoil hat. So I'm pretty sure a reasonable person would say you're making fun of her. So I guess I haven't heard her call it before, so I don't know. I guess you guys consider it anyhow.
If she calls again, I'm going to make a point to say, hey, did you take offense to that? Because we never want to take. We're having a little fun, obviously, with it. And some callers did respond to it, but I wouldn't say we're saying she's crazy or that we're making fun of her. But if you heard that, then I understand. And I appreciate the comment. Anything else, Paul?
Yeah. The country, as we see every day, is becoming, I don't know, it seems like even more divided, if that's possible. And people have, if the Constitution allows for another constitutional convention, if enough states agree. And I guess I really think it's time to have another constitutional convention to see if we should continue to be one country or and set some new ground rules? And if not, maybe we should consider separating the country. I mean, having separate countries.
Paul, appreciate your call. Thanks for your comments today. Others welcome for Senator Hoban, who joins us now on the Newsmaker line. Fresh out of a hearing, casting a vote. Senator, thanks for the time. Good morning to you.
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners. I'm a little late. We had votes in our energy committee, and so I just wasn't able to get away. So apologize for that.
No problem. I want to start with where that caller was, of, you know, being concerned. Is it time for a constitutional convention? This country is torn apart. People earlier have called. They you know, there's a lot of frustration, obviously, because these hearings are going right now. It's seen as something that started back before the president was even president and is continued now, and it dismisses the fact that a lot of us voted for him and dismisses us. What do you make of where we find ourselves right now in this country?
Well, you know, we do need to find ways to work together. But, you know, we have to honor and respect the voters. And the voters voted President Trump into office, and that's why we have elections. That's what they're all about. And, you know, we have an amazing Constitution that I strongly support, and I think it's going to get us through these tough times. But we have to find ways to work together.
Chris is on the road for Senator Hoban. Go ahead, Chris, your question.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Senator Hoban, question, what's going on with the FEC that they only have three members on there and they can't pursue these cases against Cortez, Tlaib, and Omar for their campaign violations? And secondly, what can we do or you guys do to take power back from the bureaucracies that Congress has assigned to them over the years to start draining the swamp? I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
Yeah, the caller makes a really good point. We've got to get these appointments in position, and that's one of the challenges we're having with our college process slowing down everything in Congress is, as the president makes these appointments, we have to take them through and get them approved. And if you delay that procedure, it takes longer to get people in these important positions, and we need to get people in those important positions. Again, this goes back to what the point I keep making, and that's, you know, we need to be focused on getting the work done. You've got House Democrats that are doing impeachment all the time instead of getting important work done, and the focus needs to be on the work.
Texter wants to know, is it true that the wheat trade with Brazil is now tariff-free?
The wheat trade with Brazil. You know, I'd have to check. We have restrictions on Brazil in regard to livestock and some of those things, shadow monetary, to make sure that they're not bringing product into this market that would cause a problem for our beef herds and that kind of thing. Whether there's any tariff left on Brazil regarding wheat, I'd have to check that. Obviously, the president did have meetings with the president of Brazil. They were working on trade agreements, but I'd have to check that, Scott, to find out for sure. And we can get back to you on that one. I'll make sure my office checks into it and gets back to you.
All right. We will get you an answer there for sure. What do you want us to know about the very latest related to the disaster that we now have in North Dakota with the farm situation, coupled with the challenges that come from the trade situation? I know you've been working on additional aid. You've met with farmers and growers. What do you want folks to know about where we're at right now?
Well, that it really is a tough time for our farmers and our ranchers, and we need to provide assistance, get them through it. Every American benefits every single day from the highest quality, lowest cost food supply in the world from our farmers and ranchers. So this is something that's not just important for our farmers and ranchers. This is something that's good for every American. And we have a positive balance of trade and ag, so they're creating value even beyond our shores by exporting. And so, you know, we need to stick with them. And right now they're facing both low commodity prices and real weather problems. And that's why it's not just the things we've included in the Farm Bill, the counter-cyclical safety net type programs, but that's why it's so important that we provide the disaster assistance, the WIP Plus, and also these trade assistance payments. So it's all three, working very hard on that. And also working very hard to get trade agreements in place. I've already talked to the vice president. I'm going to be talking to the president about that as well. We've got to get these trade agreements in place. USMCA, you know, we've got to get the House moving on that. And it's got to start in the House. We do it today in the Senate, but it's got to start in the House. So we've got to get them to approve that. And at the same time, you know, I'm really pushing to get a phase one deal done with China and talking to the administration on that. And we'll continue to do that because that would also include ag purchases, which would really help our farmers and ranchers.
Is there, I don't want to use the word gimmick, but is there any sort of concerted effort to, you know, take the fact that these impeachment hearings are stealing as much time as they are, as much energy, as much coverage, and say, hey, we got farmers. I guarantee you this, if the shoes were on the other foot, this is the Republican majority in the House right now doing this, and then you have, you know, a disaster, a crisis in farm country, and there's legislation sitting there that opens up markets with our two largest partners that they're sitting on, that they're not doing anything with, that there would be a revolt, and certainly a, you know, an effort to politically point that out, put that in front of the American people and saying, you know, there's help, but these people are more interested in trying to impeach a president a year before a, you know, an election when people can have their say at the ballot box, and meanwhile, this thing is their gathering dust. Do you think we can do more to make you know, it possible for them possibly to walk and chew gum at the same time? That answer when we come back with Senator John Hovind, and your calls welcome to on What's on Your Mind.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there. And being that close to Watford City, it gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City is, it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
So far, going okay? Reminder that if you bring your deboned deer into Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats at their Moffitt plant, you're guaranteed to get your own deer back. Guaranteed. That's right. Call the store 701-751-0319 with any questions. Don't forget they have all kinds of sticks and jerky, summer sausages, deer bacon, best country style sausage in the area, and so much more. You tell them you heard about it from us, you get a discount. So it's a good deal. 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck. all that Christmas gift giving, stop on by, and then out at the Moffitt plant with your deboned deer, and you're going to get your deer back. All right, 20 past the hour, more with Senator Hovind. So, you know, what more can we do? One listener called us and said, you should say every day at the start of the show how many days it's been since Nancy Pelosi's had USMCA and just keep going up. Well, you know, that's a little gimmicky, but on the other hand, it just keeps that awareness going. We're one small piece of the pie. What more can the administration do? What more can Republicans in Congress do to force action on USMCA?
Well, we absolutely need to keep a focus on it. I've led a number of colloquies, meeting, gotten senators together on the Senate floor and called for the House to take this action. We're going to continue to do that. I've talked to the administration about continuing to beat the drum. Obviously, like you said, you bringing it up is important. And I think, you know, whether you count the days or however you want to do it, but we're getting closer to year end. And this is something that we need to make point. We need to get this done before year end. And, you know, we need to look at that as a timeline to get this moving and get it done and continue to call attention to it, yes, on a daily basis, so that we do get it done.
I noticed you were with the IBAN folks over the weekend, and, you know, we hear a lot in beef country about a couple of concerns. One, you know, the country of origin labeling that some believe can make a big difference. And so we, you know, market U.S. beef, and it's actually U.S. beef. The other one we hear a lot about is the monopoly, to use their words, or the very challenging situation with the amount of packer plants that make, you know, pricing very challenging. A lot of folks believe that, you know, that they are keeping prices artificially low on beef. What did you hear about that? What can we do about that?
Yeah, two important issues, and you know, our cattle guys really are up against it right now, and I spend a long time talking to them, answering questions, but also getting input, and right now, and we need to do more to try to help them, and for example, regarding the packer concentration, which is a real concern, we've got USDA looking into that concentration and pricing by those big packing houses. That's something I talked to Northy about, who heads up FSA, you know, Secretary Northy, and they are now doing an investigation into that. We need to make sure our cattle guys are treated fairly. As you know, I've supported country of origin labeling, finding ways to make sure people know when they're getting high-quality U.S. beef. But no question our cattle guys are feeling it. We've got to, I talked earlier about the different things we're trying to do to help them. We've got the livestock indemnity program in the Farm Bill. We've got the merciful assistance program where they can go into FSA and get some help. But yeah, there's a lot. And then trade. You know, we've opened up the European market, obviously with China, with these other groups, Japan. We've got to get them access to markets, but we need to make sure they're being treated fairly. And that's what I mentioned earlier, whether it's our cattlemen in the West or even our growers in the East, the sugar beet growers, potato growers, you see what they're going through. We've got to make sure we're helping them through this stretch.
Scott, somewhere in the great state of North Dakota, question for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Yeah. The question I have is, how come the USDA / NAS doesn't use the factual numbers that we as farmers input into USDA for our crop reporting? And why don't they just use factual numbers rather than guesstimating and manipulating the market the way they do?
Yeah.
I think there's a bunch of sandbaggers, pullovers, pulling the wool over Sonny Perdue and you guys.
Well, don't see, I mean, on the you guys piece, no, I agree with you. I'm with you on that one. They use NAS. I think they could rely on RMA. I agree with you when they put those reports out, we're all left scratching our heads. I think it's counterproductive in terms of impact on the market. So I'm with you on that, and it's obviously something that I'm talking to them about and working on because I agree with you.
Because in one of the last reports, wasn't there 6 million new acres now found in agriculture? How can that be when they have urban development taking up prime farmland across the country?
Yeah, and, I mean, again, their predictions, whether it's been on corn, been on soybeans, on acreage, any number of those things, I agree with you. And it seems to come out, and it's counterproductive. And like you say, in some cases, why are they relying on the data that they're relying on? Are they just making estimates? And in some cases, I think we're better off without them even doing it, let alone if they're going to do it, they're unsure that they have good, accurate data.
Scott, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Time is short with Senator Hovind. Going to go rapid fire through some texts and other things as well. Before I do that, I just want to have you talk directly to these farmers and ranchers who are going through this enormously challenging time. I know you know that. You spent a lot of time sitting across the table from them and representatives of commodity groups and a lot of folks on a lot of information. What does the biggest set of relief you see coming yet? Will it be the extra disaster relief as a related resort of the result of the disaster declaration? Is it just walk through what you think is right around the corner. Where's the relief?
Right. So they need to be working, with their FSA people, their local FSA offices, and it's a combination of things that's going to help. Some of it's the programs in the Farm Bill, whether it's ARC or PLC, ELAP, LIP, again, depending on whether they're farming or ranching or both. But it's going to be a combination of things, assistance through the Farm Bill, the trade assistance, and then LIP plus the disaster assistance. Those are things that they need to be worked on with FSA, combine those things to get as much, help as they can get. And then the other thing that I'm working on right now is hopefully a phase one deal with China, as well as continuing to press FSA, not only to help our ranchers, like I talked about with some of those things, but for our producers in the valley this year, unique situation with their crops. And so working with Secretary Northey, including talking to administration, president, and everyone, that we've got to make sure that disaster assistance is there, for all of our producers, whether it's a sugar beet or whether it's grain or whether it's a cattle producer.
Texture says,
you talk about a new shot in the arm. That would be on the trade front, the USMCA, and I think that the phase one deal with China would be the two kind of new things if we could really push those, as well as making that disaster assistance work as well as possible.
Texter says, why isn't Morton, Grant, and other counties getting that second payment that we were told we were going to get? I just called the FSA about this. They said we are not getting it.
In some cases, if they got the full amount, their full allocation in the first payment, there may not be a second payment. That would be the only reason that I could think of. Beyond that, they should be getting.
Why can't the president do executive order on USMCA, says another listener?
Well, because it's a trade agreement. Under the law, it has to be ratified by the Congress under the fast-track authority. It has to start in the House. Otherwise, we could have already done it in the Senate.
Do you favor a impeachment hearing in the Senate?
Well, we'll have to follow the law, but I think instead of working on impeachment like the House Democrats are doing all the time, they ought to be focused on the work, things like the USMCA we're talking about.
Senator, thanks for the time. Appreciate it a bunch.
You bet. Take care.
Got into a bunch of your questions there in the last moments. Thank you for all of those. We'll continue our conversation straight ahead. The hearing, by the way, in a recess right now. I'm going to talk your money when we come back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another round of public hearings going on now in the House impeachment inquiry. Opening this third hearing, California Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Panel, again accused President Trump of linking U.S. military aid to Ukraine with politically motivated investigations. Meanwhile, the ranking Republican on the panel, California Republican Devin Nunes, was accusing the mainstream media of distorting the truth. And he says reporters are puppets of the Democratic Party.
With their biased misreporting on the Russia hoax, the media lost confidence of millions of Americans. And because they refused to acknowledge how badly they botched the story, They've learned no lessons and simply expect Americans will believe them as they try to stoke yet another partisan frenzy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that, right? It's a highway that takes all kinds of twists and turns and everything else. And we're going to talk a little bit about life as far as it pertains to your money today and talk a little bit about planning for your future a little better and some things. I'm very conscious that this impeachment hearing can frustrate the living daylights out of you. You want to know sort of, you know, the key moments, but and I think we actually got in on one of the key moments with Vindman there and the shifting about, you know, talking about who he talked to with this and what agency in the intelligence community. I can't tell you. Why can't I tell you? All of a sudden, in comes Mr. Schiff saying, we're protecting the whistleblower. Who said anything about the whistleblower? Where'd that come from all of a sudden? So we know where the we have a little confirmation on the intelligence community, you know, suspicion related to the whistleblower. But I also think this Vindman fellow could be in a little bit of trouble because he said that he didn't know the person. So that's why Devin Nunes was saying is, hey, so let's tell me these two people. Who are they? Well, anyway, I think this might be a moment you'll be paying attention to, but it wears you out. It really does. One other news clip to pass along. Two jail guards have been taken into custody and charged in connection with the investigation of the prison death of Jeffrey Epstein. That is bubbling out now. So, did he commit suicide? Todd?
I heard Kevin, he did.
You already
did? That's what I heard. Did not kill himself.
Did not. Okay, thank you. So that might be a little bit of a news break, breaking news there as well. So you got the latest on that. And then I need to tell you about MyPillow, and then we're going to talk a little bit about your money here. Get your mind off of this impeachment hearing. The MyPillow deal of the day is still this wonderful opportunity to get Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one, get one, and free shipping. Buy one, get one, and free shipping. That's right. Right now. Great Christmas gift-giving opportunity. Great deal. Michael Lindell just continues to give us great deals. Buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets. This is the Giza cotton from the Mediterranean. Searched the planet for the best cotton and found it. The Giza region of the Mediterranean. And now you get to sleep on it. All kinds of great choices for colors, but I'll tell you this, the best thing about the sheets, you can actually put them on without getting a hernia. And I kind of appreciate that myself. I don't know, but have you ever had one of those wrestling matches with the mattress?
And you fall on the bed. And you're
oh, my
to,
gosh! Yeah. And these are so easy. They're nice and big. They're just built right. They're built like sheets should be for the giant mattresses we have today, these big, thick ones with pillow toppers and all kinds of stuff on them. So There you go. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Brian Kroc is here from Collins and Kroc. Full disclosure, Brian is my financial planner, ladies and gentlemen. He is my financial planner. I'm 55 years old, and I just got a financial planner. I did because, well, I worked in radio, so there's not a lot of planning necessary. The planning is, I hope I have enough for lunch tomorrow. But and then when you get the 401k and decide, okay, I'm going to get into this radio business for myself, and then you've got to, you know, invest that into the company, it's pretty tough. But I learned a lesson from Brian and his team at Collins & Kroc about all this. It's never too late to start. It's never too late to start. And I don't know about you, but every day I see another headline about some incredible thing happening in the stock market, and you think, well, that's sort of my ticket. But I want to have somebody that knows those shark-infested waters very, very well. And I had such an enjoyable time on the process. I said, I know there's other people out there like me that I think would take advantage of this. And so can we spend a little time, you know, once a month, whatever, whenever we get a chance to talk about it, to visit about it? And Brian was gracious enough to say, yeah, let's do it. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I am fantastic, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Do you pull yourself away from the headlines and focus on, the business at hand often? You got to just sort of tune out the world every now and then and focus, plan, right?
Yep, you got to sort of tune all that noise out. And, you know, we certainly, you know, pay attention to the news for our clients. In fact, I always tell our clients, turn off the TV, turn off the noise, and we'll help you just sort through what's important and what's not and what actually makes a difference for your financial future.
So I'm not like an alien when it comes to starting a little late on really getting ready for retirement. For one, I hope I work till 80. I have no desire to, like, sit on a beach anywhere, read books, anything like that. So I'm not the kind of person that wants to get off the treadmill anytime soon. But I haven't done a very good job of planning for whatever it is to give myself some options. Is that rare?
You know, it really isn't. And I always tell people it's never too late to start a plan. And we should all have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, guess what? Life has a plan for you. Our latest client that we just brought on here is 103 years old, and we're doing a plan for her. She's never had a plan before. And so, yeah, you're not too late, and you're not alone in that matter, because a lot of people just haven't had access to somebody who's good at the planning process or who will introduce them to that.
Talk about your process and your planning, how you do that, because Marie and I both were really impressed with, you know, the questions that were asked and the way you got to know us and what we were looking for, and then how you put that into a plan, and then how you showed us some options. Talk a little bit about that for folks that haven't been part of that before. Sure.
Well, people always think of us, and they always think that we're just out to get them the next hot stock or something like that. And we certainly do a lot with our proprietary managed portfolios that we run and so forth. And that might be the exciting part or the sizzle part. But you know what? It does not matter if we get you the best returns or a better return or even a poor return if we don't get you to your goal. And so we do goals-based investing, and those goals come right from the financial plan that we create for you. In fact, we call it a goal plan. And so it starts out pretty simply. We say, hey, what are your goals? In other words, what are you trying to accomplish? Is it about retirement? Is it about passing on assets to the next generation? You know, is it about just figuring out how much do I need, the type of retirement that I want? Or maybe it's just having that conversation. You know, I'm amazed over and over how many times the husband and wife have not even talked about what retirement will look like. They've got two completely different pictures. And so we start first by saying, what does that picture look like? And then from there, we can build a plan around that. So it all starts with the goals.
One of the things I really liked is as we went through that process of sort of deciding, okay, how aggressive do you want to be in the market? And, you know, where do you want to go? That you're able to say, okay, that exact plan that you just picked, you know, a thousand different scenarios, here's what it looks like. You kind of get an idea where you can gauge the potential for success and decide sort of how aggressive you want to be, right?
Correct. So, you know, once we do it a couple different ways, but, you know, the very simple essence of creating a financial plan, you know, we've identified those goals, and on the one side, we identify what are all your resources. Here's what we have to work with. Here's the money you've saved or you plan to save and so forth. And on the other side of that ledger is all the money you're going to be spending for the rest of your life. And so it's simple subtraction. Every year we subtract that amount from the column on the left where all your resources are, and we want to make sure that you're able to do those things that you plan to do without running out of money in your lifetime. That would be a dignified retirement, right? And so we focus on that, but we can't just do one analysis like that. That's what we'd call a linear analysis, and so we don't want to focus on that because we might have a market that works very well with us and gives us great returns, and guess what? We can take extra trips or do extra gifting or whatever because things went very, very well. Or the opposite could happen. We could have some bad years right as we retire or things like that. And so instead of just stopping at that first analysis, we run hundreds, and like you said, over 1,000 different scenarios with slight variations each time, so we can see how many of those variations actually get you a positive result. That's what we're looking for. We want to make sure that the majority of your results from all the various analysis that we've done for you give you positive results, meaning you do not run out of money in your lifetime. And that's so important because, like I say, we've had people come in and they've had some stellar returns. Maybe they've done a great job of you know, investing well or picking the right stock, or they lucked out with the company that they belong to with a good 401k, but they've never created a plan, and so they have no idea where they're at, and quite frankly, sometimes they're in jeopardy of running out of money because they've never considered that before.
What is a good rule of thumb, if there is such a thing, related to one's you know, net worth? I know you work with a lot of folks at the half million and above, but just a good rule of thumb for wherever you end up financially on what you should be making as part of your budget the future planning. You know, whether it's
like what we would want to save on a regular basis.
Yeah. And then does that all go into the market? Do you do a mix? What's just a good rule of what should folks be putting away?
So, and as a general rule, something that I learned as a child before I ever came into this business, this is when I got my first job, age 15 in North Dakota, back in the Bismarck days, and I had an HR manager who said, "Hey, Brian, if you were to put 5% of your income away into this 401k here for the rest of your life, you'd reach a point where you'd be able to retire and you'd never have to work again." And it's funny that I end up in this business and I've done that math, and that's very, very true. So if you were to do that, you'd probably have a nice retirement if you started when you got one of your first jobs, or, you know, call it high school or early out of college, putting about 5% of your income away on a consistent, regular basis. So that's always a good place to start. The problem we run into, though, is everybody's got a different starting place. Not everybody did that when they were in high school or college or fresh out of college. We've got bills. We've got kids coming along. We wanted a new car. We took a vacation. So life sort of gets in the way of making plans. And that's why my role is so valuable, because I can kind of pop back up and make things urgent again and say, don't forget about this, because it's important. It turns out that most people in this country will spend more time planning for their next 2-week vacation than they will planning for their retirement. And so with that kind of in mind, you really got to do the math. After that, when you say, well, what's a good guideline? Where do you want to be? It's tough to say, because it's two things that are really variable. It's one is how much can you put away now, depending upon wherever your starting point was. The other question that kind of goes into that is, what kind of a lifestyle do you want in retirement? We've got some people who never really plan to retire. They're going to have what we call a work optional lifestyle. So they might retire from their current employer, but then their work optional lifestyle means they might be creating crafts and selling them at a craft store, or maybe they're driving for, you know, one of the local car dealers and taking people around or things like that because they want to stay busy. So we'll take all of that stuff into consideration to kind of figure out where they're at. And so again, it goes back to that goal. If you show me, hey, here's what my retirement should look like, we do the math going backwards to show you, hey, here's how much money you're going to need.
And you get to decide, ultimately. More coming up with Brian. Don't go away.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. 9 models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike. Somebody lifted off.
Todd's going to tell us about the Schwann Buick GMC, and we're going to continue our conversation with Ryan Kronk, Collins and Kronk today, about your money and about planning your future.
Those 2020 HDs have been rolling in. The 2020s are awesome. There's still a handful of 2019 things, though, that have to move because that's kind of how the car place calendar ends up working. So if you pop onto SchwannBuickGMC.com, not only will you be able to check out yours, but your warranty is for a lifetime. Check it out, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we'll give you a little clip of Jim Jordan questioning Vindman, and he did zero in on that very issue that we talked about earlier that we had played, with Vindman saying he didn't know who the whistleblower was, but the two people that he talked to that had clearance to hear about the call, he isn't willing to tell the one because Schiff, who also claims to not know who the whistleblower is, won't let him say it. So something is rotten in Denmark. But we have that clip. We'll play it to you before we're done here. I just want to finish up a couple more questions with our guest, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk. 701-235-0119, their telephone number. So I was asking you before the break, just, you know, how much is the right amount? You're saying that's really tailored for everybody individually. And we'll go through this plan and then decide on the back end with all the information. That's what I hear you saying. In other words, if somebody says, you know, okay, I've got $5,000 a month to invest when everything else is done and put into this, and maybe I ought to think about how I'm doing that 401k or whatever, you're going to determine that after you get the bigger picture, it sounds like. Right, Brian? I can't hear Brian, if you guys can.
Oh, can you hear me okay now?
No, I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Wonderful. No, what I was saying, Scott, is that's exactly right. So we look at all those variables and we lay them out in front of our clients and basically want to explain that, look, all of these things had a little bit of a give and take. So if you want to have a more lavish lifestyle in retirement, you might need to save more. You asked me a question earlier about how aggressive or how conservatively should we be invested. Well, again, the plan helps direct us to that. If we're working with somebody to say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that level of stock exposure, we can show them, hey, if we reduce this exposure, here's what it does to the bottom line. Your income goes down a little bit, this changes, that changes, and we can see how all these variables are sort of interplaying. And that really is helpful because it puts you in the driver's seat. You can see, hey, if I save a little bit less here, but I put it over there, if I invest more aggressively, here's what the final result is. Not only that, is we can pattern those things out ahead of time so you can make smart decisions now instead of waiting until you get to retirement and saying, oops, I screwed up on that.
The market right now is fascinating to watch, and you watch it as good as anybody in this entire state, and speak to many, many big investors about you know, the market and what to watch for and everything else. Any advice you can give us, or kind of analysis on what we're seeing happening there right now?
Well, you're right. It is very interesting when you look at what's happening and how there's these various items that are going on around us, like impeachment, like all these other headlines that are in the news that could sway the market at any given time. I mean, just for example, one of the holdings that we have in our privately managed portfolios is Home Depot. Great company. We all know them. Their stock is down pretty significantly today, though, as they warn that profits aren't going to be where they thought they were going to be for the coming 6 to 12 months. And a big part of that, about half of that shortfall, is coming from tariff impact. And so we look at that, we analyze that, and we say, hey, you know, is that something we should be aware of? Does this make us want to get out of that company or something like that? Interestingly, Home Depot management says that part of that they're going to take care of on their own by changing what some of their product mix is and changing who those ultimate suppliers are. So if we read between the lines there, we can see that, hey, guess what? Home Depot is going to start buying less stuff from China, which is another example of those tariffs working the way they were intended to work. So I think, yeah, to answer your question, what should we be watching? If you're not watching all of this stuff as closely as we are, you need to be working with somebody who is watching this stuff as closely as we are, because that makes all the difference in making sure that we're participating by being in the right areas and avoiding those trouble areas.
Love the expertise. My friend Brian Kronk, thank you so much. And if anybody else was interested in doing what we did, sitting down and just saying, okay, we're starting later than we wanted, but we really want to do the plan. We want to do it right. To do it with a pro is just, it's so, comforting, really, is the word I'd use. Very, very much a relief to know you're in very good hands there, as we say. Give him a call, 701-235-0119. Anything else you want to say, sir?
No, thanks for having me today, Scott. It's a pleasure to answer your questions and to be available for people.
You bet. Give Brian a call, 701-235-0119. The plan. Always better with a plan. Give me a little Jim Jordan, who is talking to Vindman about the same things that Devin Nunes was, to say, wait a minute here, these people all tell us who they talk to, why won't you? What's going on here?
And Colonel, you never leaked information?
I never did, never would. That is preposterous that I would do that.
Okay. Colonel, it's interesting. We deposed a lot of people in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol over the last several weeks, but of all those depositions, only three of the individuals we deposed were actually on the now somewhat famous July 25th phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. There was you, the individual sitting beside you, Miss Williams, and then there, of course, was your boss, Mr. Morrison, who I just read from his deposition. When we asked Miss Williams, who she spoke to after the call about the call, she was willing to answer our questions, and chairmanship allowed her to answer our questions. When we asked Mr. Morrison, who he spoke to after the call about the call, he was willing to answer our question, and Mr. Schiff allowed, chairmanship allowed him to answer our question.
Why not you? Why not you? Yeah, no.
You first told us three individuals.
I don't know any. I don't know the whistleblower, but... Yeah, be very, very aware. A lot of reports that he, by the way, tipped off the whistleblower. See you tomorrow.
InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layouts. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, Stark, Trail, Botano, Golden Valley, Cavalier, Pembina, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota. And the following counties in Minnesota: Ottertail, Clay, Becker, and Nicolet. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at pipers.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.